I was about to train, and before going onto the court, I was talking to a parent. I've gotten into the habit of asking parents what they do for a living, how do they serve, whatever feels right at that present moment when asking the question. And I asked this parent what exactly they do for a living, what their job was. And one, I think it's a worthwhile question because you get to know what your network is. You don't know who's a personal attorney, who actually puts down basketball courts, or who, whatever the case is, whatever the occupation is, it expands your network and it gives you more access to resources you may or may not have had beforehand. So I asked him these questions because I am genuinely curious, and I get some really interesting answers. And this parent is the CFO of a hospital in the area. Hospitals usually are nonprofits, even though they bring in so much bank. But he's the CFO of the really prestigious hospital in the area. And we got to talking about, numbers and P&Ls and some of the financial statements that I'm starting to talk about more often, and statements that I think are super, very, very, very important. And one thing that was really cool was the information that he shared with me, specifically about their model when it comes to some of the hospitals. And, we as basketball trainers always want to profit from our passion, and we have to be able to continue doing what we love to do. And as much as we have been told, and I know that you shouldn't be doing this for the money, which is true, the money is necessary for you to do some of the things that you have in mind and to have more leisure to do a lot of the stuff that can eventually end up helping the trainees. So all that being said, we got to talking about these financial statements, and one of the models that they have, and again, finances is something that trips so many people up, even people who are in finance. So I can imagine for basketball trainers who may have never had any business experience, even people who study business, it can trip us up. It can hinder us from reaching our potential because we don't have those fundamentals when it comes to finance and that literacy and those things that, I'm starting to learn, like, oh, that's why. And I want to start sharing with you guys. And he said something that was really, really interesting. He said, they say within the hospital, and a lot of people don't really care for it, but it's super true. They say, no margin, no mission. No margin, no mission. And that basically means, look, if you don't have any profit margin, if you don't have any profitability, then good luck carrying out the mission that you have. And that margin is so important to allow us to hire for other trainers, to get more equipment, to, if you need to pay yourself a little bit more, pay yourself a little bit more for so many things that we want to do, but we may be limited in doing because we don't have that cash flow, because we don't have that profitability, which are two different things. If you haven't checked out the podcast in the past about the financial stuff, please check it out. It's a free game that I've spent a lot of money and time on, and other people have spent a lot of money and time on. So, all that being said, no margin, no mission, and that's something that we can take heed to, I believe, in the basketball training space. It, oh my goodness, it it's a you could probably go both ways with it. No mission, no margin, no margin, no mission. But for me, I believe the no margin, no mission is what's first. And for us, if we learn how to, and not saying price gouge people and charge them they can't afford, but be okay in knowing that we get profitable. We are profitable because we are serving people. We are really trying our best to make our service better and not doing it for the money, but just doing it because we want this to be our livelihood and we need to have a baseline of financial success to keep doing what we're doing. All that being said, think about that for 1 minute, 2 minutes. No margin, no mission. But when you do increase that margin, let's increase that service. Let's increase the job that we're doing. I mean, I just invested in some things that will help with the training sessions. I'm trying to learn more, so I'm not just like trying to charge more because I'm worth more and I'm better, which may be true. It's the heart behind it is more so I want to be able to buy more equipment. I want to be able to keep doing what I'm doing. There's inflation. There are so many things that come up, and I'm not jacking the price up more than a certain percentage so that it really isn't felt as significantly. But all that being said, if you're one of those trainers that are struggling to like just increase your price or to even charge anything in general, think about it. No margin, no profit margin, no mission. No margin, no mission. Whatever your mission is, you're going to need that margin to do those good works, to do those good deeds. So I'm about to go inside, get ready for this training session, hook this TV up, have this video replay ready to go, and I'll talk to you guys on the next episode.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.